her brother.
Okay, I'm with Steve Eaton at the beginning of the Bear 100. Steve, I hear that you knew Davy Crockett when he was just a young pup.
Yes, we oftentimes would. He was really a good kid, basically, deep in his heart. And we would oftentimes bail him out or talk to him, try to spend some kind of quality time so he had some kind of positive influence in his life. And now, as you can see, we're still struggling with him, but there's hope.
Oh, yeah. What? How did this insanity take hold of him like he's trying to do today?
We don't know. Right now, it's incredibly dark and cold. And Rob Eaton, my brother, once said that if you get up in the morning and it's dark and cold outside, that's nature's way of telling you that you made a mistake and should go back to bed. But these people, including Davy Crockett here, apparently are completely out of touch with nature and any kind of sanity, and they get up deliberately in the morning before dawn to do these insane runs.
Well, great. Now, Steve, I hear you're going to help crew this. You've never seen one of these races before. What exactly are your duties?
My understanding is that the cheerleaders will need some kind of assistance. I plan to do that. I do plan to help Dave as much as possible, but he told me that the Swedish bikini swim team would be here and that they would need some help, and I plan to do whatever I can do because volunteering, helping out people is part of what I'm all about.
Oh, great. It's just good to have people dedicated like you that are part of this running sport.